and ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
I'm against having a king. I think having a monarch is what we fought the American Revolution over. And someone who wants to bypass the Constitution, bypass Congress, that's someone who wants to act like a king or a monarch. I've been opposed to executive orders, even with Republican president, but one that wants to infringe on the Second Amendment, we will fight tooth and nail, and I promise you there'll be no rock left unturned as far as trying to stop him from usurping the Constitution, running roughshod over Congress, and you will see one heck of a debate if he decides to try to do this.
Hey, what's up, folks? We're back Thursday, 1 minute after the hour, on this January 17, 2013. It's Reese on the Radio. I am your host, of course, Reese on the Radio. Piers Morgan says, one day I'll beat O'Reilly. Piers Morgan has 500,000 viewers, according to Nielsen ratings. 500,000 viewers. Bill O'Reilly has 3.3 million. That is hilarious. I'm sorry, just saw that on Drudge Report. Piers Morgan, one day I'll beat O'Reilly. Maybe in a boxing match, bitch. But it ain't happening in the ratings, my friend. No one's watching you. You are at the bottom of the cable news list. In fact, Anderson Cooper is beating you, and he's about to be ousted, from what I hear. I hear Ann Curry, formerly of NBC News, is trying to get out of her contract and get over to CNN. See if she could boost the ratings over there. Also, a funny thing that I saw on this, and go to Drudge Report if you haven't seen this, because it's on in the far right column. The cable news race, for Wednesday, January the 16th. There's a Discovery Channel show called Amish Mafia. And that was the number two cable show with 3.2 right after O'Reilly.
Love it.
Have you seen this show, JC?
Absolutely.
You've seen the show. Break it down for me. I want to know about this briefly. It was smacked in my face.
Everything that we've been taught about the Amish, bullshit.
Oh, they're saying it's bull.
Everything that we've been taught about the Amish, as far as like them being a peace-loving people and they don't want no problems with this and that and earth hugging and tree hugging and listen, the Amish mafia is,
say again?
The Irish mafia, the Amish. The Amish mafia is what you would get if you were to cross Giuseppe from the Pinocchio with the Godfather.
Okay, I got you.
I mean, they've actual crime that goes on in their communities that we don't even hear about. There's a lot of payoff in their community.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bribery. And he who wields the most money wields the most power. And this is of people who don't use money, really.
Right. I mean, but, you know, any society can become corrupt, you know. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Well, you know, let's just say, the underbelly of the Amish has just risen to the top. But I mean, I've been kind of fascinated with them for some time. I remember they had the show they had the kids that came out and
Bob Springer.
Yeah, Rumspringa, right. When they come out and decide whether they want to live outside and or go back to the Amish lifestyle. Ever since that show, on Fox,
when was it?
Years
that was like
ago,
2004, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've had a couple since then. And every time they go out with a show, you learn something new and darker about them.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna check it out now. Now that people are watching it and people are talking about it, I heard a little buzz about it not too long ago, and I want to check it out now because I heard it's pretty interesting. And now, looking at the ratings, man, number two behind O'Reilly, number one cable news show at 8 o'clock, man. I'm stunned that people are watching this on this show. So I might check it out. See if I can catch it on demand. But anyway,
hey,
that's the plus stuff that
quickly, and I'll let you go back to your own. Your monologue. Where did Duck Dynasty come in at?
A Duck Dynasty didn't make the list. And I think that this is, you know, for a particular spot, like for what it is. But you know what you could do? You know a great place to check out the ratings for Duck Dynasty? There's a thing that I go to on Facebook. It's called TV by the Numbers. They've got a Facebook page too. But look up the website, TV by the Numbers. And all you have to do is type in the show, and it'll give you their latest ratings. It's up-to-date Nielsen ratings. It's one of my favorite websites. So check that out. You should be able to find that out. Let me know what the numbers are in Duck Dynasty, because those guys, I mean, those guys are paid, ain't they?
Love them.
Yeah.
I want to be a hillbilly.
So, JC, we might have to do with you a thing on Friday where we do like reality show roundup or something like they do on The View.
I would love to. I would. I really would. I'd love to. I live for reality shows.
I know you do. I know you love. That's a genre you are literally smack dead in the middle of. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Maybe we'll do something.
What's the name of the site real quick?
It's called TV by the Numbers. And you should be able to find that out. We got to get into today the Notre Dame defensive player, Maite Teo.
I got my thoughts on that one, too. But
good. I'm glad you do, because I want to talk about that. I talked about that in my midday show over on Pooch FM today. I talked about that a little bit. And I want to get a little in-depth in that tonight. Justin from Stoltz on the Radio is supposed to be calling in. I'm going to text him a little bit, tell him to call in, because he follows a lot of college football. His favorite team, Alabama, won the national championship against Notre Dame. So I'd like to get his thoughts on that. Mary, can you text Justin, tell him to call in, and tell him we're going to talk about Notre Dame and Maite Teo? And let him know to call in now, because we have to talk about this. It is the biggest story today, and for obvious reasons, because here's a guy who gained national attention, with the exception of Johnny Manziel, Alabama's quarterback, who won the Heisman Trophy. Maite Teo was in the running to be a Heisman Trophy winner and is believed to be a first-round pick in the upcoming NFL draft. And this story about his girlfriend, who, according to the reports, had died just hours or minutes after his grandmother died on September 11th, 2012, is now turned into this controversy that is a big deal now, I guess, in the football world. I think what really plays a part in this is the Lance Armstrong scandal. And I think anybody can make a correlation here that the two go hand in hand. Here's Lance Armstrong for about a week now, maybe even two, people have been talking about how Lance Armstrong is reportedly going to go on Oprah tonight and tell the truth about his doping. And this is years and years, 10 years, if you will, about him lying about using performance-enhancing drugs, or PEDs. And on the heels of all of that, then comes this Maite Teo story about a faux girlfriend that kind of got intertwined in the story of Maite Teo, because his grandmother dies, then his girlfriend dies, he comes out and he plays a game, and I think the score was like 26 26 or 26-3, whatever. And we'll get Justin to get the details on the game because I didn't watch a lot of Notre Dame football this year. I heard about the guy, but in passing, I knew who he was. ESPN was featuring this guy. And that's the thing. If ESPN turns you into an iconic figure, they're featuring stories about you, how spectacular you play, how you could be the next rising star. They're going to make money off of you. The idea is to talk about you constantly, to build up your personality, if you will. They're always looking for the next big star. And in doing that, this investigation turned into a hoax. And it's real simple how that happened. You get somebody who has a story about a grandmother who dies, then a girlfriend who dies right after. And wow, how's this guy playing so well with all of this tragedy happening to him? He's a Mormon, a good kid, doesn't get into trouble. So people now want to sort of build on the story. How can we tell more about his life? He's a personality now. Now people want to know about him. Let's find out some more info. And through further and further investigation, it starts to turn out that the girl doesn't exist. And you got other people coming around, professional ball players, saying, oh, no, she exists. I've seen her. I met the girl. But now they're finding out the picture of the young... this is a pro player. In fact, I'll get his name because that's actually here on Drudge Report. This is pro ball player says he met her.
Well, according to the investigation, the investigator
right.
that the schools hired, the school,
Notre Dame's hired her.
Notre Dame hired their own investigator.
All right.
To investigate. And according to them, the girl by her name does not exist.
Right.
Never existed. There are no birth records, no death records.
Right.
No records of her ever being registered at the pool that she supposedly went to.
Right.
However, the pictures exist and are to someone else.
Right. The pictures that everyone was talking about of the girl is another girl that has no relation to Mike DeTeo, never met him, never dated him.
Exactly.
Right. So just
even his father, even Mike DeTeo's father,
right.
Told the media
right,
that
he,
his son spent time with her in Hawaii.
Right, but Mike DeTeo is saying that he's only had a relationship with her online.
And on the phone.
Yeah, and on the phone. So he's actually gone silent on this. Justin of Stoltz on the radio, Justin Stoltz, I call him Neffy affectionately. My nephew, Justin, who follows college football probably better than I ever could, big sports enthusiast. Justin's on the line. Hey, Justin, what's up?
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Oh, no.
Okay. Now, have you been following this Mike DeTeo story?
Yeah. I mean, when I heard it last night, I was, kind of like, it don't make no sense.
Right. But were you intrigued by this? Now, I mean, has this drawn your interest to this story? I mean, when you read it, did you go, wow, like, and then start reading the articles? I mean, do you have any background on what it is you've read so far?
Well, I'll tell you this. What I heard was that he had this relationship with this girl on the computer from Samoa.
Right.
And then she up and died. And then,
right, allegedly she's to have died just hours after his grandmother died on September 11th last year.
Right. So, I mean, it's kind of like, can you believe them? Can you believe the media? Who do you believe? I don't really know who's telling the truth. That's the hardest part.
Right, you don't know whether or not the media is, when you say, do you believe the media, do you believe that the media isn't, I mean, are you saying, I don't know if I believe the media by saying the girl doesn't exist, or do you now affirm that the young lady does not exist? Because that appears to be the consensus here. The girl doesn't exist.
Even my pet tail.
Well,
yeah. He's conceded that.
And,
right.
Well, this is my thing. And so somebody, one of the news anchors said this too. No, Bill O'Reilly just said it.
Oh.
If you're in love with somebody and you're having a relationship with them,
what?
And they die, don't you go to their funeral?
That very true. Very true. And it
don't you know any of their family members? Are you just having this online relationship and telephone relationship with someone, and you don't know where they live?
Right.
But you're telling them that you love them, because he says that the last thing that she said to him, Mai Tae Teo says in his interview, the last thing the girl said to him was that she loved him.
Right.
So if you're telling someone that you love them and you've been dealing with them for a year, year and a half, are you telling me you don't know where they live? You don't know a family member? You don't know, you don't have any other online contacts, even if you haven't met them?
Right.
You don't know who her family is,
right,
online at least?
Right.
To contact somebody to say, hey, I've been in a relationship with her, I want to come to the funeral, there, you know, whatever. So.
Oh, it all sounds suspicious now.
Well, one of two things actually happened here.
Say, go ahead.
In my opinion.
Go ahead, JC.
Okay, from what I understand, that the account was made up by a very good friend of his. Made the account up.
The account was made up by what?
A friend of Tails.
A friend of Tails.
Right. Which leads me to believe one of two things, or both things, are going on, and that is, A, it was a part of a hoax. And they can easily go back and tell how long the account's been made. I'm sure Facebook can tell you. But, I mean, they're only going to really tell the FBI if the FBI got involved. And I can't see them getting involved in such a petty matter like this. So that we'll probably never know the answer to that one. Facebook actually kind of tells you, because they tell you when the account was started. It tells you when the account was started. And it gives the date and all. So you can check that to see how long the account's been around, one. And two, he and his buddy are lovers and use this picture of this girl as a cover-up for it.
He and his buddy are
Ooh,
what?
Ooh, so you're saying, okay.
What happened?
He said the only other scenario he could think of is that he and his buddy who made up the account, maybe they're gay lovers and they're trying to keep it hidden. Well, that's a little far-fetched, but, you know...
Mm-hmm. That's
also far-fetched is mm-hmm. that, in my eyes, how do you have a relationship with someone online
mm-hmm.
and you don't know anything, you don't even know that they don't exist? I mean, how do you get duped like that? How does a kid that's going to Notre Dame University, Notre Dame College or University, whatever mm-hmm. it is, you're, you know, a soft football player, you've obviously got... You know, your scruples are in place. Are you that freaking lonely and that freaking sad that you have to have an... You're a college football star. There's got... And he's a good-looking
guy.
There
has to be a huge number of chicks on campus chasing him.
You know, there has to be... Now, I know people get duped on the internet all the time. Don't get me wrong. But after a few weeks or even maybe a month or two... of not meeting someone or not, you know, like Skyping or whatever with them, and you haven't seen them. Come on, don't you question that? And how are you telling somebody, I love you, and you ain't never even seen them before? I mean, didn't we all learn from the whole, you know, or didn't everybody learn from when, the news revealed years and years and years ago that these sex phone operators tell you that they're, you know, 5'2", blonde hair, blue eyes, big titties and big booties?
That's, in essence, that's...
And there, you know, Matilda the Hun is on the other line.
That's exactly what I think is going on here, if indeed it was a hoax. Let me read this story. Reagan Mulia.
I used to be a phone actor.
Okay, I don't even want to know about this, JC. Give me a minute.
I have a girlfriend in Florida that used to do that too, and I've actually listened to her on the calls.
Let me read.
And it's scary.
Let me read this. A guy by the name of Reagan Mulia, who played in two games for the Arizona Cardinals last season, says that he met Lene Kakua in person during an outreach trip with Troy Polamalu of the Pittsburgh Steelers and others in June of 2011. He says this was before her and Maite. This is according to what he told ESPN. He said, I don't think Maite was even in the picture, but she and I became good friends. We would talk off and on, just checking up on each other, kind of thing. I am close to her family. When she was going through the loss of her father, I offered a comforting shoulder and just someone to bounce her emotions off of. That was just from meeting her in Samoa. So apparently, this guy's saying that.
Why is ESPN spelling Mate's name M-A-N-T-I? Manti. It's not Manti.
Right, right. Whatever.
ESPN, get your shit together.
This is actually CBS New York.
Well, whatever, but it's ESPN they're quoting.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, so this guy, Reagan Muai, I guess that's the way you have to pronounce
Maui.
It. It looks like Maui, but Muai, I think it is. M-A-U-I-A. Is saying that he met the girl in person when he went out with Troy Polamalu.
He said that he was close friends with her.
Yeah, exactly. He met her out in Samoa. So,
and Troy Polamalu met her too?
Well, I don't think he's saying Troy Polamalu.
No, he said that he met her when they were all together.
Well, he said it was during an outreach trip with Troy Polamalu. He's not suggesting Troy Polamalu met her, but he was there with Troy Polamalu.
Is this the friend that the Facebook page or whatever?
No, this is a guy. This is somebody else. So I don't know.
But this person is lying too, because this chick doesn't exist.
Right, the name doesn't exist.
There's no birth records.
Right.
There's no death records. There's no school records. There's no medical records. There's nothing. So
and
how
the
are
internet,
all
the internet, the only place where you could be
lying for each other.
It sounds like. It's an elaborate cover-up to save his hide, Mike.
Right.
I think this is...
Well, why would you put your, as Reagan, whoever this person is...
Right.
Why would you put your reputation on the line to save his?
Probably.
You have to be kidding me.
Well, you're kidding if Mike...
No.
An endorsement deal?
Mary, who's to say that this Reagan character actually exists? It could simply be an email address from out in the area.
This Reagan character does exist. That he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No. Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, Arizona Cardinals. Yes, he does exist.
We're looking at his picture right now.
I mean,
he played for the
Cardinals.
So, Justin...
He's in that threesome with him.
Say again?
He's in that threesome with him.
and if I could just give everybody, all of our listeners, a tidbit of information... I will admit to meeting someone online, and years ago, I was in a very dark place. I was in a very bad place. I did meet someone online and drove a significant distance.
Give me the number.
To see them. Drove to Pennsylvania.
Wow. About 3 hours?
Yeah. About 3 hours, because they lived up, like, actually on the borderline of Pennsylvania and upstate New York.
Wow.
Well, let me just tell you.
Near the Poconos.
Near the Poconos. Past the Poconos, JC. I mean, literally right on the border. We actually went out to a club
in New York
that night.
Wow.
And I was trying to be nice. Was not the person that I thought that they were. And actually, they ended up having a serious drug problem. I mean, they did not look like they told me they looked like. They did not look like the pictures that they sent.
So you got duped too.
Oh, I was duped too. And I was pissed. But I was glad to be safe. And I knew that, you know, that was my lesson learned. I never, ever, ever did it again. But I have, I knew some people that I knew somebody that actually quit their job, gave up their job, and moved, left the person they were with for someone else online, quit their great paying job as like an assistant director or something, and picked up and moved to West Virginia. Needless to say, that shit didn't work out. The broad was a loony chick.
Wow.
a total.
Well,
and the person
if I can add to that,
ends up a heroin addict. Needless
if I
to
can
say,
add for that.
Never called up again. But it could have been bad. I mean, I could have gotten killed.
Right.
It could have been
or worse. Yeah.
You know, what's worse than being killed?
Having to live with maybe something like a sexual assault.
Oh, that's already happened to me. I can live with that.
Learn something new about your wife every day, I guess.
You knew that. I talked about it online.
Yes,
on
I know.
The show. So I mean, people get a grip. Bill O'Reilly says, don't let the machine control your life. If you can't go out and socialize with people in a face-to-face, because if you're not capable of doing that, your ass needs to go see somebody for some either meds or some help.
Hmm. Yeah, I believe so.
Don't keep yourself cooped up and get on this computer, because people are out there doing all kinds of shit to people. And you don't want to fall victim to that. Even and no one, obviously, is immune to this.
Well,
it's not just, you know, us little peons in the world. I mean, we're going as far as, you know, football stars and whatever else.
Yeah,
so,
it gets, yeah.
You know, this should show everybody that everybody is human and everybody makes stupid-ass decisions regardless of your financial status or your social status. Or any of that. People just make really
Yeah,
silly
but
decisions.
You know what? If he's a part of the hoax, you know what? That still doesn't change what it is.
Well, now, if he's a part of the hoax, then shame on him.
Well, no. That, again, still keeps very relevant the point that you're making, is that these people will do anything nefarious online. I mean, here's literally someone being, you can't, I guess I could say virtually invented.
Yeah.
Invented.
Well, and then you're stealing the physical identity of other people.
That's even weirder.
By going online and stealing their photos and using other people's photos to invent another person.
Yeah. I don't know. It's scary, frightening,
it's
and a little
like
weird.
Stolen identity.
Yeah.
If I can add to this, hell, I lost. My ex left me for someone she met on Second Life.
That's the one I was talking about today. Second
it?
Life. That's what I called it. iLife today. It's called
no.
Second Life. Oh,
Second
we'll talk
Life.
About that when we get back, JC. You got to tell me about that. Do you know much about that? That website?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, please, you've got to explain this to me. This
mm-hmm.
thing, Second Life, is creepy and or weird. I always like using that term. We got to get back. When we get back, we'll talk about that a little bit more. Mary has got some great, important news that we have to share with you. In about 30 minutes, maybe we'll do it at the top of the hour. The new tax filing rules for this year, you're not getting your taxes, or you can't file your taxes the way you used to at the beginning of the year. So we'll get into that. Justin, stick around. We're going to talk about this a little bit more when we get back right here on Reese on the Radio. We're back with Sunday Radio right here, live on blogtalkradio.com. 8:36 is your time, 36 minutes after the hour, January 17, 2013. All right, because I've got to talk to JC about this Second Life. And this was the first time I had ever been introduced, or I should say the first time I was ever introduced to the site. It was on some news program. And they were featuring these two very heavyweight people who were dating on Second Life. And they had never met before. And according to Second Life, what you do is you spend real money, like, and get credits. So in essence, you are paying your own money. You use your own credit card or whatever. You buy real cash to live in this world. You pay for an apartment. You go to nightclubs. You buy drinks. You do everything, and you do it with these credits that you have. And it is, you are living in a virtual world with an avatar. And they show the people when they go to the nightclub, they go together and they're dancing. You even have, I guess, what would be considered avatar sex on this. Jason, am I saying anything wrong so far?
You nailed it. Continue on.
Okay, all right. So I'm on point because I do remember this. I remember this particular article or this particular news program that talked about it. You're saying that your ex met a guy on this site?
Her current husband.
Wait.
Yes.
So, am I to believe that she was having such a, I don't know,
time?
Such a realistic, or good time, fine, for lack of a better word. She was having such a good time on this site.
Her virtual time was obviously better than her home time.
Right. Okay. So her virtual life was better than her home life.
Yeah.
But see, this is what makes me skeptical about the whole Second Life thing, because if virtual life is better than real life, why spoil it by then having a real-life relationship with the guy? Because that would imply that,
well,
something else was missing.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You get a bunch of people that become real good friends on Second Life.
Right.
And it's not too hard to find people geographically in your region or your area to become a member to their particular world. And you get to be who you want to be.
Right.
Dress up your character as you wish.
Right.
Take on any of the traits, anything with regard to a character.
You can reinvent yourself.
Right. Wow, that's the ex calling now. Hold on.
Okay, so JC had to run. You back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Hold on. Let me say this again. Hold on.
See, I don't get this, folks. To me, I look at this as a little weird. It's frightening almost that somebody would want to live their life virtually in front of a computer. This is, for me, it's a new phenomenon. It may not be new to you because people have been doing this since the beginning. I don't know. Computers in the form that they're in today is just pretty much...
Yeah, false alarm.
Okay. Computers have only
been...
That was
my sister-in-law.
What was that, JC?
Oh, that's just been a while.
Oh, okay.
Computers have only been like this since the mid-90s. So
right.
We've
you know what it is? It's a souped-up version of the Sims game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's right. It's the Sims game. I mean, I know the Sims game well. You know, it was in my house.
Yeah, it was an adult version of the Sims game.
Yeah, but I mean, when you look at this Second Life show, this Second Life program, or online, whatever. Is it explicit? Is it sexually explicit? Do you watch sort of like avatar porn on it? Do people get naked? Jay? Have I lost him? It sounds like I may have lost him. Okay, he had to take another call. All right, he's dealing with something over there. Are you there, Jay? Well, Justin's there, but JC, I think you're having an audio problem. Okay, so JC's having some audio trouble. You probably want to try to ring back in, JC, or check and see if you have your mute button on. See, that's what I want to know, because if it's the Sims game, which I've seen, the Sims game is harmless. You know, you don't see anything explicit on those games. I would imagine if it's a site that you have to pay for and you spend your money in, you could see whatever it is that you want. I'm almost certain that that's the case. You want to have a threesome, a foursome, or any type of freakiness you might be interested in. You can watch anything you want. And the two of you can hook up. You can finally have that free love, you know, no disease sex that you only heard about in the 50s and 60s. But, you know, you don't get any of the physical contact. That's the part that bothers me the most. And going back to Mike Teo of Notre Dame football, okay, I get it. He's a Mormon. But, you know, you don't want to hold hands or have a hug, maybe even share a kiss on the cheek. You know, no human contact. When I knew how important human contact was, and I'm a very distant person when it comes to that physical stuff. I'm not a big hand holder. I don't like the whole hugging up on me stuff. I'm very maybe even reclusive in that. I know I am. Don't tell me I'm not. I don't like to be touched. I don't like hands in my face. I don't even like the idea of that.
You love for people to touch you.
I don't like people in my face.
You let me get in your face.
How reluctant am I for you to get in my face? I argue with it. It's for one of our biggest arguments. Anyway, JC's having some problems. He's going to try to get back in again. Anyway, my point was, when I was locked up, I had a friend come and visit me, and it was the first time they had ever come to visit me, and it was probably the first time anybody had come to visit me in almost a year. It had been a long time, and so she came to visit me. I'm hanging out, and you know. She said to me, the reason why she came to visit me, she said, because you probably haven't had any human contact since in a while. You haven't had anybody hold your hand, give you a hug, you know, pat you on the back, you know, even just to sit. The entire time we sat there, she just sat and held my hand. And we talked for about an hour and a half or so. during visiting hours. And I hadn't realized it. It's like, you know, how important that is to have once in a while. And I'm saying, here's a guy, Maite Teo, who was with this girl all of this time for a year and never once touched her, held her hand, gave her a kiss, stroked her hair, never got a little comfy, something along those lines, cop the feel. I mean, he's a young guy with a young girl in college, plays football, a lot of aggression, a lot of testosterone, probably honors his faith, doesn't want to have sex before marriage, and that's all fine, but he's still a man. Has to at least love the look of the woman. He's got to have some sort of physical attraction. Just because Mormons abstain until they're married, I mean, the reason why they get married is because they have needs. And this guy just sat around looking at pictures, developing an emotional relationship with someone he's never even held hands with on the boardwalk, danced with cheek to cheek to strangers in the night. Strangers in the night, exchanging glances. Like, come on. Never. I don't know how anybody can do that. Strikingly odd to me. That's why I don't believe it. This guy's got to be a Superman. Never wanted to see her? Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I'm coming to see you. Nah, I might say Teo. Don't worry about it. I'll get into trouble. They'll make me do...
What about the catfish?
That's what I was going to get into that. I mean, I understand that two people live far away and they can't get to each other, but your urges take over. When you're young, you do impulsive things. That's the whole experience of being a kid. You do something absolutely irresponsible. You hear the girls screaming out. Anybody ever see that movie, Dan, in Real Life? With Steve Carell. I quote all movies, dear. And the little girl, the middle child, if you haven't seen it, see a trailer or whatever, but the middle child, right, he takes his three daughters, he's a widower, he takes his three daughters far out to go visit his folks, their grandparents, gets all the way out there. The girl, she doesn't want to go. She wants to spend time with her boyfriend. She can't be much more than 15, 16 years old. All of a sudden, a couple of days into the visit with the grandparents, they find out that her boyfriend has traveled all the way there by bus just to see the girl he loves. He can't be without her. I can't be without you. I can't be without you. But I love him, Dad. That's the kind of stupidness that kids get into. And you know it. And Maite Teo, football player, got a pretty little filly, can't get his ass out to go see her. Can't get her to come. I'm going to get you here, sweetheart. Even if I have to. Even if I have to beg, borrow, and steal. I love you. And I'm going to join the NFL. And I'm going to be a millionaire. And I'm going to bring you home to me. And we're going to get married. And we're going to have babies. Big Samoan babies. And he just sat by and did nothing. And as Mary just quoted, Bill O'Reilly says, this broad dies and you just go, yeah, bitch died. Hey, Maite, you going to the funeral? Nah. I thought you said you love her. I did. So don't you want to be there to send her off? You know,
I don't know where she lives.
Finals. I got finals. I got finals. I mean, for Pete's sake, what the F is going on? They see
I'm
you
here.
You finally
back. You know how I had to get back on?
How did you get back on? With Skype?
No, I dialed myself from the calling queue.
Ah.
Call myself as a guest.
That's interesting. I just saw you do that. Well, I apologize. I don't know what it is that's going on. Anyway.
Yeah, when you call in, it rings, then it goes busy.
That's interesting. I don't know. Maybe I have an issue. Well, while I got you on, what I'll do is I'll reboot, see what happens, since I got you there. But actually, I'll reboot because I want to bring Justin in on this. I mean, he's a teenager. I just want to hear whether or not he agrees with me. You know, Justin's probably got a couple of girls in high school that he's quite fond of, maybe even fond of him. I mean, he'd probably go to the ends of the earth for a girl he thought he was in love with or thought was in love with him. I mean, I couldn't possibly understand how this kid didn't do that. And then didn't go to the funeral. You know, there's a really, really big pep rally happening, and I don't really want to miss it. Kind of conflicts, with what I got going on. Justin, you can appreciate where I'm coming from, can't you? Okay, now I can't get him on. Hold on, let me see if I can get it. Hold on. What is with this? Okay, there he is. Justin, you there? Justin! Was he having me on mute too? Oh, we're just having a whole bunch of mess here today. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Let's see. JC, you still there. How about you? Did you get on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. All right, you're here. All right, we'll take a break. In a couple of minutes when we get back, we'll do it at the top of the hour. Try to call in if you can. If you can't, send me an email at reeseontheradio@yahoo.com if you can't get in. Or you can, of course, contact me through instant message on Facebook. That's Reese on the Radio. Or you can contact me on Twitter. That's Reese on Radio. We'll do something to get you on. We'll take a break. We'll play a song. Then when we come back, Mary's going to tell you some very, very enlightening news about filing taxes this year. She understands this stuff better than I do. She's run Acuity before. She understands the taxes, all that other stuff. So we'll get into that when we return right here on Reason Radio. I think it's something you guys have to hear because you're going to be pissed. And Obama voters, you guys fuck it again.
Hello.
Warning, the sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
I love it.
You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. The death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Reese on the Radio, back on the air, 2 minutes after the hour right here on blogtalkradio.com, January 17, 2013. Don't forget, folks, 1 p.m., you can check me out on Pooch FM. That's poochfm.com, P-O-O-C-H-F-M.com. A little bit of a hip-hop show. I try to keep it very urban. Not really. It's just a lot of hip-hop surrounding the commentary. So you can listen to that on poochfm.com if you like. It's a little raw, so I suggest that you listen with headphones on if you're at the job. You can, of course, follow Poochman on Twitter at Poochman. Good friend of mine out of Philly. I did some radio with him out in Philadelphia for 100.3 The Beat a couple of years back. Good friend. He's like a brother. He's always looked out for me. Somebody help me understand this email I keep getting from Yahoo. It says, Yahoo account info, dear valid user, this is for your own safety to avoid your account closed. Yeah, perfect writing. You will have to verify your account by click here. We apologize for any inconvenience. I don't trust it one bit. I keep getting it, and I keep wanting to respond to them in some sort of way by telling them to F off.
No, I did it.
You did? You emailed them back?
No, they just want you to update your security settings.
Well, I do that all the time, but it's not even written. It's written poorly. It doesn't even look like it's written, you know, it's not professional. Yeah, it's not legit.
Hmm. I've been bamboozled.
I'm not going to get bamboozled. Hey, JC, also, before we get into Mary, what Mary's going to talk about, and this is very important, because I want to talk about this. Are you familiar with a guy by the name of Trey Cheney?
The name doesn't ring a bell.
Did you ever watch the HBO series The Wire?
Sometimes, yeah.
It was Malik.
Okay, yeah, character by the name of Malik, Mary says.
Okay. Right.
All right.
Okay.
Trey Cheney has sent me a hip hop track. He's got a song about AIDS. Yeah, whatever. It's AIDS though.
Well, but his whole thing is about AIDS awareness.
Is that what it's about?
And he's trying to hook up with Katrina Lamb and get her on board, and I think he's in New York, and he's played in 13 movies total, 2 or 3, unrecognized or undocumented with his name information because he was just an extra. He was like an extra and head of state.
He was an extra and head of state with Will Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he wasn't, there was no notoriety enough for it.
Yeah, it's an uncredited role, is what they call it. Uncredited role, right.
He played in,
what was the name of the movie?
The Shop, I think it was.
Yeah, The Shop. And who was in that movie? Because there's some R&B singers in that.
Monique?
Monica.
Was in it. And he played JJ's friend. But I don't even know who played JJ.
Because
I can't find that information. but his biggest role, he played, I think it was 50. I forget how many episodes. But he played in several episodes of in The Wire. The Wire was actually a very good TV series about Baltimore, and pretty much real life in Baltimore too. I mean,
a lot of people said it was very very graphic and
very
realistic.
And it was very realistic.
Yeah.
Now that I look at him, yeah, I remember him.
Okay. Well, I just sent you his song.
Okay.
All right. So. Boot it up if you can. We'll play it. I think he might be a guest on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm trying to set that up because, he's trying to get as many people involved in his project. I heard the song. It's actually not that bad. It's got a music video and everything. And he did the music video at the AIDS with the AIDS quilt. Yeah, in New York, he's actually he filmed it there. So he's heavily involved in the the AIDS awareness.
To me, it's a little baffling. Like, okay, I get it. You want to be a part of AIDS awareness, but if you live in this world today and you're not aware of AIDS already, go back under the rock you've been living under.
Wow.
I mean, AIDS has been around forever.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody knows about it.
It's over 25 years old.
You're fighting, what are you fighting for? AIDS awareness? Check it out. It's not AIDS awareness that you need to fight for. It's using condoms or abstinence that you need to be, because everybody knows about AIDS. It's just that people think it's not going to happen to them. Everybody knows about cancer and they smoke it. It's not going to happen to them.
But
everybody knows about herpes. Everybody knows about gonorrhea. And let me tell you right now, AIDS is not the only thing that's going to take your ass down now. Now, herpes won't kill you. Actually, yes, it will. It can go into your brain and kill you. However, the health department has released information about a new strain of gonorrhea.
Ooh, new strain.
A new strain of gonorrhea.
Dang.
That is incurable.
Really? Damn.
So strap it up.
Wow. Gonorrhea. Very, very.
Master bastard.
Anyway, Mary, look, I want Mary to take the chair. I want her to take the chair because I want her to talk about this this IRS plan.
No, it's not a plan. It's IRS issue.
Yeah, well, it's an IRS issue. And Mary was filing taxes.
Starting to.
And she was getting ready to do it and then found out that she couldn't do it early. I guess like you normally do, right?
No, tax season does not open until January 30th this year.
Yeah, it's
thanks to Obama.
Yeah, and so of course they're equating it or they're associating it with the fiscal cliff crisis.
Well,
and
it's not necessarily the fiscal cliff crisis.
Well, the delay.
It was the delay that Obama, purported was the perpetuator, you know. because they delayed, now the IRS has to play catch up and update their software program.
Damn.
Update all of their publication books for any kind of special credits and stuff like that. So January 30th is when they will officially open the tax season.
Okay, you want to break
and
this down?
And that's why if you're in every neighborhood at tax season, there's Jackson Hewitt, there's Liberty Tax, there's H&R Block. There's all these tax places that open up and they have extended hours. Well, if you happen to pass by tax places at like 6 o'clock in the evening and you don't see that they're open, that's why. Because they don't have extended hours because it's not necessary at this point because tax season hasn't even opened, although we have all paid our taxes.
Now, is this the quote-unquote, the memo that they put out?
Yeah, I have it right on my phone, too.
Okay, well, do you want to read from this, or? Okay, all right, Mary's going to take the chair. It's Mary, Mary, why are you bugging on the radio? Hold on, here you go. So explain exactly what it is that's going on here and why we have the delay.
Okay, so according to IRS.gov, the IRS plans January 30th tax season opening for 1040 filers. So only for 1040 filers. Following the January tax law changes made by Congress under the American Taxpayer Relief Act, also known as the ATRA, the IRS announced today that it plans to open the 2013 filing season and begin processing individual income tax returns on January 30th. The IRS will begin accepting tax returns on that date after updating forms and completing programming and testing of its processing system. This will reflect the bulk of the late tax law. This will reflect the bulk of the late tax law changes enacted on January 2nd. Hence, Obama and his procrastination. The announcement means that the vast majority of tax filers, more than 120 million households, should, not will, but should be able to start filing tax returns starting January 30th. Now, they're saying that you should be able to start filing. Now, who can start filing January 30th? The IRS anticipates that the vast majority of all taxpayers can file starting January 30th, regardless of whether they file electronically or on paper. The IRS will be able to accept tax returns affected by the late alternative minimum tax patch, as well as three major extender provisions for people claiming the state and local sales tax deduction, higher education tuition and fees deduction, and educator expenses deduction. Now, who cannot file until later, after January 30th? There are several forms affected by the late legislation that require more extensive programming and testing of IRS systems. The IRS hopes to begin accepting tax returns, including these tax forms, between late February and into March.
This is the federal government telling you hopes.
A specific date will be announced in the near future.
Oh, that's even worse.
The key forms, now I'm going to go over the list of the key forms, not all the forms, but the key forms that require more extensive programming changes include Well, let me just do the. I'll open this here and go into the list, and I'll give you the whole list. Wait till you hear this crap.
Because this affects more of what
oh,
I
this
would.
This computer is so slow. It's faster on my phone.
These are the filings of people who I guess Obama had promised quote unquote goodies to.
Yeah, like all you EPA nuts. Give me just a second. I'm just trying to pull it up on my phone because the computer at the desktop is not working fast enough for me. Oh,
yeah, that's a lot faster. Jeez.
Phone is much faster. Hello. Don't get a desktop. They suck. Okay. List of IRS forms that will not be accepted or they hope to be able to accept in late February going into March.
Ooh, that late?
Oh, yes. Now, remember, now April 15th is tax day. That's the last day you can file. So I'm wondering, are they going to extend that because of their own issues? So Form 3800, the general business credit. Form 4136, credit for federal tax paid on fuel. Form 4562, depreciation and amortization, including information on listed property. Form 5074, allocation of individual income tax to Guam or the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. Form 5471, information return of U.S. persons with respect to certain foreign corporations. Form 5695, residential energy credits.
Mm.
Huh, who would have thunk? Form 6478, credit for alcohol used as fuel. Form 6765, credit for increasing research activities. I don't even know what the hell that is. Form 8396, mortgage interest credit. Form 8582, passive activity loss limitations. Not sure what that is either. Form 8820, orphan drug credit. Don't know what that's about either. Form 8834, qualified. Now, again, this is to the EPA nuts out there. So was a couple of the other ones I just quoted. Form 8834, qualified plug-in electric and electric vehicle credit. Form 8839, qualified adoption expenses. So to all of you people that are out there adopting children or that did adopt children in 2012 and did the right thing, you're screwed. Form 8844, Empowerment Zone and Renewal. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm pretty sure that it's probably a tax credit that you can take if you were involved in some type of zoning. I know what that is, and hopefully everybody else out there knows what that is. It's like where you can put businesses, what kind of businesses you can put there, whether it's residential, business, residential, commercial, blah, blah, blah. Okay, next one. Oh, and I'm sorry, the full name of that form is 8844 Empowerment Zone and Renewal Community Employment Credit. Form 8845. Indian Employment Credit. So I guess that whack job in Massachusetts, you may not be able to file your taxes yet, homegirl.
Oh, Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, yeah. Form 8859. This was one of the forms on the list that baffled me to the hilt, considering the amount of people, the amount of votes that Obama got from this region where Reese and I actually reside, right outside of the District of Columbia. But this is, too, it's Form 8859, District of Columbia first-time homebuyer credit. Form 8864, biodiesel and renewable diesel fuels credit.
And this is where, this is, and see, that's the one that baffles me, because that's the quote-unquote thing that Obama pushed the most, was getting people to
get electric cars, biodiesel, biofuels, all that. So all of you morons that were duped into voting for his dumbass.
And using biofuels.
But yeah, and now going to the regular gas station. You know, I hope you weren't waiting on your taxes to buy no new flat screen TV or nothing, or pay any bills off, like most of us are waiting for our taxes to do. Next form, Form 8874, New Markets Credit. Form 89000, Qualified Railroad Track Maintenance Credit.
Who uses that?
Qualified Railroad Track Maintenance. I don't know. If they were doing railroad track maintenance, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Independent contractors, I'm not sure. Or if they work for the railroad, who knows?
Right.
You know, it's a union, the railroad. Form 8903, Domestic Production Activities Deduction. Imagine that.
What a domestic...
Domestic Production Activities Deduction. I'm not exactly
sure what repeat that
tells of, but domestic production in itself, really?
What? This isn't made here.
Go overseas. We need to keep everything here in the United States. Now you know why people have got money and businesses in frickin' China. Not that those people are going to be able to file any earlier, because that one's on the list too.
Oh,
I already mentioned.
And Mary, that biofuel.
Uh huh.
That's the idiots riding around on French fry grease.
Yes, exactly.
I know. Okay, next form, 8908, Energy Efficient Home Credit.
Oh, those are the people who buy the Energy Star products.
They buy
Energy Star products or solar panels on their home.
Yes.
Right.
All these EPA nuts.
Right.
Form 8909, Energy Efficient Appliance Credit.
Yeah, see, that's the Energy Star stuff.
Form 8910, Alternative Motor Vehicle Alternative Fuel Vehicle Refueling Property Credit. So I guess that's for the people that own the refueling properties,
mm-hmm.
where you can go in for alternative fuel. So not only are the idiots that use the alternative fuel got duped, but the morons that have that sell the alternative fuel got duped. Form 8912, credit to holders of tax credit bonds. This was something weird that I didn't even know that this, you got a tax credit for this. Form 8923, mine rescue team training credit. Form 8932, credit for employer differential wage payments. Last form on the list, but this is only a short list. This does not include all the forms, but this is what's on this list. These are supposed to be some of the more common forms used, I guess, on an annual basis. Form 8936, Qualified Plug-in Electric Drive Motor Vehicle Credit.
Wow. So let's say if you bought like a Chevy Volt.
Yeah. Anything that qualifies.
So anything Obama said everybody to do, if you try to get a tax credit for it, it's all been pushed back. You can forget about it.
Yeah, well, all these crazy nuts that said, why should the rich have these tax credits? They don't care about the earth. They don't care about the ozone. They don't care about this. They don't care about that. Guess what? Your dumbasses are being affected too, you idiots.
So all of the tax credits he made available to just anybody who would follow his lead. In essence, I can't believe the Washington, D.C. area was the only one affected by that new
first-time home buyer. Yeah, and the renewal zone one, or, you know, empowering residential and commercial zoning, like going in and building new stuff,
right,
and empowering your neighborhoods to get better and become more to have more revenue. Those morons got to wait for that tax credit too. Makes no sense.
Oh, okay. Here we go. We got a heads up. Just to let anybody know, they're saying that hosts on Blog Talk are experiencing a busy signal with their host dial-in number. They're telling people to use the 213-325-3434 instead. We are aware of guest lines also ringing busy, and our techs are working to resolve the issue. So,
all right, so if we have any problems, Blog Talk, are you going to give us any money back?
Yeah, there you go.
That we pay to use your service while your service is interrupted?
Yeah, I don't know. So I guess they're saying anybody, well, our 213 number, they're talking about the number that we should use to call in. So we caught it before it actually happened, so it won't. So thank you, Mary. That was brilliantly put, because I know you were real. You were caught.
I couldn't believe it.
Off guard.
I was talking to the doctor, to one of the doctors that I work with, and she said it to me, and I said, "What are you talking about, doc? It's January 30th. What are you talking about? I file my taxes and have my return before January 30th. I don't even wait for my W-2. I do my own taxes, and I use my last paycheck stub. So, but this year I have a lot of other stuff because I did a lot of traveling for work and stuff like that. So I've got a lot more deductions to do this year. So it is going to take me a little bit longer, and I think I'm actually going to be affected by this. But if that is the issue, I just won't take the credit. I mean, I need to get my taxes done. And, you know, to all you, babies mamas or babies daddies or all you people that claim other kids that don't belong to you and don't live in your house.
Ooh.
Because, you know, Pookie ain't got no job and she ain't been working all year. So she got 5 kids, and she's going to sell you one of her kids' Social Security numbers.
Damn.
For a good $200-$300, depending on how much you get back, taking that that child earned income credit. Won't be no new shiny tennis shoes or flat-screen TVs in your near future. You're going to have to wait. Your baby daddy ain't going to get a new gold chain.
Thank you, Mary.
All your dumbasses that voted for Obama, thank you for making me and my family suffer. Because I depend on my tax money to kind of get caught up.
Well, who does it?
And get ahead. No, there's some people that make enough money that don't have to.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know,
well,
I
most
don't.
Americans really rely on that check. I mean, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
I don't think
I
know.
Pay my credit cards off with it.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's important. It is. It's important. It's kind of a joke. And rightfully so, the right people should be upset. I know a lot of people don't think that they're
affected. This is what is going to get people, you know, this should have happened his first term.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Because then they wouldn't have voted his dumb ass back in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's his last term. So he doesn't care. He's already getting paid with our tax money. We've paid his ass with our tax money, and we can't even get a portion of our tax money that we paid back. Because of his procrastination.
Hmm. Sounds about right. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
And you don't mess with poor folks' money and shit like that. I mean, you just don't do that. You don't mess with people on the dole and all that. You don't mess with their dough. Somebody's got to re-up and get back on the corner. Might not be no weed available in your local neighborhood. Can't nobody re-up because ain't nobody got no money.
We'll be back. Edward just sent a great link that I want to talk about. I was going to talk about this because I saw this today as well. Considering Obamacare, Pennsylvania Hospital. Remember when they were talking about how there were going to be doctors who were going to be leaving the practice because of Obamacare?
Yeah.
Well, a Pennsylvania hospital has just come forward and said they're not delivering babies anymore. I mean, I don't know. Are they suggesting people go out and get an abortion, or you're just going to have to find another
place? You're going to have to find another place. You may have to start doing at-home childbirth in a pool or some shit.
Maybe in the bathtub? Don't talk about that. I don't want to. We'll talk about that later.
You
oh,
know, you can get all your kids and your husband and everybody involved. Tell everybody to get in with the afterbirth.
You're so nasty.
He's no, just... it's disgusting, but I saw a thing on online that Sean Kali with the new Black Panther Party put up. It's a white thing, I guess. So, whiteys, you better get your blow-up pools and your sterile water. If you want to have a baby and you live in that Pennsylvania area.
We'll talk about it when we get back. DJ Jazzy Jeff, you remember him from the Fresh Prince with one of my favorite groups out of Detroit, Slum Village. Are you ready? We'll be back with Teresa on the radio. That's just gross, Mary. That's just gross. Is everything freezing? I cannot believe this. The whole damn computer froze it. There we go.
lying to the people, always telling the truth. I feel the bass in my chest and give power to songs. Girl ripping when I'm home, about the hours I'm gone. I can't help it, the studio with Paul Piet. Try to walk away from it, but it caught me back. Forget my pride, bitch, I even quit my job for the one that I love to work. Music, recognized I'm an artist and spilling my game. Pour my heart on the track and have you feeling my pain. Seen a lot of hard times on the way to success. When I'm mad, writing a rhyme is my way to express. Lay back and fall deep in the verse. If I was out in the street, yeah, I'd probably lay sleeping in a hearse. It's nothing like when you on the mic tearing the track. Then you come from out the booth and start handing back. Everybody there love the sound. That's why they give you hugs and pounds. Now you know you was spitting it. You got the whole run vibing the same. You ain't doing this for watches and chains. You got love for the game. Game. For the game, only dealing dollars and change. Switch places for big faces, one in the same with snares and kicks. Prepared to mix in the booth till I'm dead. No roof on my head, even tools in the shed. Got a place to stay, but a place to lay. That's what I deal with on a day to day. Phone off, heat off, loom sharks, spaghetti, no meatballs. At least y'all can eat, y'all. Feel my pain on a cloudy day, feel my rain. No food, no drink, just hunger pains. Thinking that day, who this crumb gonna kill? Smiling in women's face for a home cooked meal. Right now, I hate my life. Love the way I write. For real, I think I see my death. Think I like bum and cheese from Jeff. Pockets on my jeans on E and they seams on F. I'm a hard working all nighter. Ass cat, C sack, songwriter. Worldwide, Don P, raw rider. Feel my blood and tears. But the love for the drug got me loved and revered. From the thugs and years to the game, yo.
Remember when I walked away and you were still in the game? If I was out, I'm still feeling the flame. Plus you never forgot every other verse spilling my name.
I'm dealing with dames, the will they range, chilling they brain with game. If not, cousin, I'll be still on the train. Like you said, we ain't willing to change. I'm feeling you, man. Yamsey, family, and we
stick together. Shows overseas, spit together. No doubt for the love of the game. We gon' keep staying the same. When you not around, land your day. Getting paper from a plan of lane. Keep heat for any hater wanna test the rap. And even more on the wax, so sad Jeff is right.
I tested that. Still walk with vests on back. Same ghetto, same whip, still stressed on back. Just wanna back y'all, nothing less than that. Just want some cash calls and them records with black. It's just a game, yo. But whether or not, I still got love for hip hop. Hip hop, it's the game.
Radio, 41 minutes after the hour, just about 19 minutes to the end of the show. We'll be back again tomorrow. We're going to see if we can have this guy, Trey Cheney, on the show. He didn't tweet me back, but I will try to contact him again. He wants everybody to promote his new song. We ain't returning tweets, homeboy. Anyway, he's hosting an event tonight, so we'll see if we can get him on. If for those of you who are fans of The Wire. Anyway, Windburr, Pennsylvania, and this is out of the blaze.com, and thank you, Edward, for sending me this article, because this one's better than the article I did have. Edward in Connecticut, I should say, who sent this to me. A southwestern Pennsylvania hospital will stop delivering babies after March 31st because its obstetricians are either leaving or refocusing their practices, and because hospital officials believe they can't afford it based on projected reimbursements under the looming federal health care reforms. The Windburr Medical Center, about 60 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, is losing two obstetricians, and two others are shifting their focus more to gynecology. Hospital officials say the population of women of childbearing age is dropping and that the number of births the hospital would be called upon to perform isn't enough for it to provide the service in the face of lower reimbursements. Under the Federal Affordable Care Act, the hospital posted a lengthy statement in its website on Wednesday. Now, here we go with this silly phone thing. We understand this charge will be difficult for some of our dedicated employees and are working closely with the Human Resources Department to provide assistance as able throughout the transition and beyond to place them in other areas where there are opportunities due to openings and or growth within the facility, the statement reads. The hospital delivered about 200 babies each year since restarting its obstetrics. I hate when I can't pronounce a word.
Obstetrics.
Thank you. Obstetrics. I've never heard it referred to. Not that it was just obstetrics. Obstetrics program in 2005. Officials aren't sure how many jobs will be lost. Of course, it got this only got 36. What is it? 36 responses to it. I'm getting one here that says by CDB that says, get used to it. Places are going to be closing all over this country because of the lousy health care bill. The dorks on the left shove down our throats. Do you think Obama gives a rat's ass about any of it? Hell no. And neither do the dorks in Congress since they don't have to deal with Obamacare like we do. Everyone better sharpen their first aid skills. I think most of us will be without a doctor soon. It says one of them. Which is pretty bad. I don't want to say that I'm stunned by it, but we were all warned that it was going to happen. And, of course, the sad part about it is that as it happens, the media won't report it. There are going to be people complaining about it. The media won't report it. They're going to have to start asking. They're going to start screaming at their media and saying, why aren't you reporting this? Why don't you tell people that this is happening? People are going to go to the hospital and they're going to have to go somewhere else. This is something that should be reported. They're supposed to be here to alert the people.
Great way to keep the population down.
No, yeah, you're right about that. That's probably what they want. Well, you remember Derek the Bounty Hunter. He said that, you know, we're overpopulated.
We are overpopulated.
Don't believe that hype. That's bullcrap.
I believe it. We have too many people.
Well, there's too many stupid people.
Well, yes. We're overpopulated. we're inundated with morons.
Oh, hey, has anybody heard about the Marlboro terrorists?
Of course.
Well, I know you have, Mary. You live with me. You hear about it every day.
30 hostages were killed?
Well, yeah, they're saying 30 hostages were reported killed in Algeria.
In the Algeria assault?
Yes. Then that's interesting enough. They're saying that 30 people were killed when coalition troops went in to try to free hostages. And so apparently the terrorists fought back and started shooting and killing people. And, of course, I'm sure that many of the hostages were killed in friendly fire. But we don't know that for sure, but we'll find out. This is a hostage situation that was taking place at some biofuel plant in Algeria. Speaking of biofuel. And
overseas finance tax credit.
Yeah, probably. But it's sad. Apparently this is being run by what? People are calling a former Al-Qaeda operative who was kicked out of Al-Qaeda.
The
one-eyed terrorist. He was kicked out of Al-Qaeda, according to reports. He was kicked out because he was interested in making money as opposed to carrying out jihad. But now he's become very wealthy through kidnapping. Through other businesses and illegal
cigarettes.
And through why he is the Mr. Marlboro, which is his nickname, Mr. Marlboro, because he was selling black market cigarettes to people making millions of dollars. So he's heavily financed.
And those
now.
People were probably New Yorkers that paid $12 to $15.
Yeah, right.
Optimo shop.
Right. Now this guy is another Al-Qaeda operative. I don't know whether or not he's back in Al-Qaeda, but I do believe he has Al-Qaeda affiliates. They're saying 30 – why is this read? Okay. They're saying that, according to Reuters, 30 hostages and at least 11 Islamist militants were killed on Thursday when Algerian forces stormed a desert gas plant in a bid to free many dozens of Western and local captives. And this is according to an Algerian security source. Details remain scant, including for Western governments, some of which did little to disguise irritation at being kept in the dark by Algeria before the raid and its bloody outcome. Two Japanese, two Britons, and a French national were among at least seven foreigners killed, according to a source at Reuters. Eight of the dead hostages were Algerian. The nationalists of the rest, as well as of perhaps dozens more escaped, was unclear. Americans, Norwegians, Romanians, and an Austrian have also been mentioned in their governments to have been captured, underlining the view of African and Western leaders that they face a multinational Al-Qaeda-linked insurgency across the Sahara, a conflict that prompted France to send troops to the neighboring Mali last week. The official source said the two of the 11 dead militants were Algerian, including their leader. There hasn't been a lot of talk here in the United States, although there's been mention of this hostage taking. But today,
but these terrorists warned. In Algeria, their language is French. That's what they speak. Okay.
Okay.
They are Algerian. They're not necessarily considered French because they're not from France.
No, they're from Africa, right?
They separated themselves.
Right. From the French government.
From these Muslim countries because they're close.
Okay.
In proximity. And, you know, they were warned. I saw a headline a couple of days ago or a week or so ago that French people were warned. Now, of course, it's easier to get to Algeria than it is to go to France and attack people, right?
Right.
They were warned that that Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups were going to, other Muslim terrorist groups were going to attack. So why wasn't this facility heavily
guarded,
secured?
Well,
and then I saw tonight on our news,
mm-hmm.
the news reporters are over there with troops showing everyone how the troops cover themselves up in the sand.
Oh, give me a break.
And what their operation is about. It's just so, and it's not like this is the first time it's happened, because it's not. But I just don't, everybody doesn't need to know every goddamn thing, people.
Well, it's funny how they would reveal things like that, which would be, in essence, security for our troops to keep them alive.
For anyone's troops.
But information that we should know in the United States. No reporting.
No, of course not, because it's all a cover-up. Yeah. However, our military, you know, operations are all over the place.
Yeah.
Just like they got on TV and did all these huge reports on 2020 and all these other, our news shows on how to make bombs at home or on, you know, how to make from bombs to bath salts that get you high and all kinds. I mean, is all of this information necessary? Like, you're putting this information in the hands of people that are going to use this information to their advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it doesn't make any sense.
So you have
a
problem.
I don't know what our military is doing over there. It's
well,
how
you don't,
their operations are gone underway. I don't need to know that.
Well, No. I want to know that information.
But I don't need
family
to know
members,
every little detail about how their
carrying,
operations
right.
are being carried out.
Right, right. You're there. I agree with you 100%. That's, again, this is the media thinking that, oh, we're informing the public. That's always, oh, it's our First Amendment right. Look, I understand the First Amendment right, but there are some things that, of course, should be kept, you know, unsaid. It should be it's an unspoken rule. You don't give the enemy any information that may put troops in further in harm's way. They are in harm's way. But to give them information like that, oh, they're using this to camouflage themselves from the enemy.
They literally show them covered in some type of cover that is the same color.
Right.
Literally.
I had no idea
these people were going to pop out from the ground.
Well, they think that's interesting.
Great, that's interesting.
I'm surprised that the military is allowing them to show people that.
I'm surprised that our government is allowing these reporters.
But you know what some people believe? But you, Mary, you know what some people believe that tactic is for? Because they believe that if the enemy knows that we have that capability, that this will either scare them in some sort of way.
These morons, these crazy lunatics are blowing themselves up.
Right. This is a different.
They don't give a shit.
This is a different enemy.
They're
taking
their own lives.
This is a, look, again, this is a different enemy. And it's, again, it's a post-9/11, a pre-9/11 attitude, I should say, when it comes to dealing with the opposition. This may have worked with the Japanese. This would probably have worked with the Germans. This would probably have worked with the Russians. You know, President Ronald Reagan with the Star Wars program.
Yeah.
You know, that was a brilliant idea to say, hey, listen, we're going to build a freaking Death Star in the sky, and that's enough to make them, you know, they make
Russian
them go bad. And, right.
Yeah.
Right, there's a, you know.
But, I mean, hello.
This enemy is completely
These
different.
These people don't care. They're killing. They're selling their children to train to go to Al Qaeda to support the rest of their family.
Right.
They're blowing them. Women are blowing themselves up. Women and men alike are killing themselves for Allah.
Do you remember when Saddam Hussein was paying family members? I think it was somewhere near $25,000. He was paying them $25,000 for a family member. He would, you know, tell a family, look, give me one of your sons. We'll give you $25,000. He straps a bomb to himself and attacks Israel.
Yeah.
That's, I mean,
you've
and it was the
three.
Cover of the Daily News.
You've got three. Just give me one.
Yeah, give me one. And, you know, to advance our cause. And families were going, you know, look, we're starving here. This guy is a freaking dictator. Sure, I'll take $25,000, you know, and we say, hey, you be with Allah, you know, you get out of here.
Yeah.
And they were doing it. So, yeah, we're talking about a different enemy here. Not
just
since
like,
the suicide,
but,
not since the suicide kamikaze pilots, you know, in Pearl Harbor in 1941 have we seen an enemy like that.
Okay, just like the way 9/11 happened, okay? Prior to 9/11, there was a car bomb in the garage at the Twin Towers.
Sure.
Guess what the news got on and said? You can't take the towers down that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah, right. Didn't
you can't
extensive,
take them down that way.
Right.
They have to have extensive heat.
Right.
And extensive damage to the middle of the building.
Yeah.
So next time you try it, run a plane into the son of a bitch or drive the car up to the 100th floor and blow it up there and make sure that it's like a tank that you're blowing up in there. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. It was almost like giving them the blueprint on how to do it.
Well, they did. I agree.
They
were taking the architectural information about the Trade Center.
But...
And posting it
and
on the
sure,
news.
And but their argument would have been to secure the safety of people who lived in a building so they would sort of deter any fear about being in the building. Don't worry, the building is very structurally sound. And I'll admit, it's because of that report. You know, I was believing the same thing. There's no way those buildings are coming down. When the planes flew in, I said, No, they weren't.
They were glass on the outside.
Well, I just understand that, but it was made of steel. But the bottom line was, but yeah, you're right, extreme heat. But I was going based upon that same report, saying to myself, you know, because of the structural integrity of the World Trade Center, that those buildings, it would be almost
impossible
to come down. Yeah,
because nobody thought
nobody
that they were going to get, if these morons were going to get on a plane and hijack the plane and run the plane a 747 into the damn
But
thing.
Again, that is because we didn't know our enemy. We
and
didn't know somebody who would
do
that.
We trained those pilots. We trained those same people that took the planes over. We trained them right here in our own, on U.S. soil.
Yep.
At our training schools. Why? Because people are greedy and they'll do anything for money.
Why do you think they're
those
greedy?
Those schools knew that things were suspicious and they did it anyway.
What, giving them flight lessons?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because anything goes, anything for money. So all you damn taxpayers, you ought to really be pissed off at your president tonight.
That's our show for tonight, folks. Sorry for the technical difficulties. They claim that they'll have them back up, but we'll be back tomorrow. Same bat cam, same bat channel.
I think they're mad at us. I think they're mad for exploring other options.
Yeah, I know, dude. We got, again, WAC FM, we, you know, I've already put it, you know, put it up. We're ready to go. I've just got one last thing I need to do before it goes on the air. We should, if we're lucky, and we should be lucky, I should be taking donations. Hey, where can we get $150 real quick? We'll get... Not from our tax returns, apparently. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Reese on the Radio. Same bad time, same bad channel. Everybody have a good night. We'll see you then.
Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The ESD, the ESD, the ESD. Now this ain't nothing but the ESD. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The ESD, the ESD, the ESD. Now this ain't nothing but the ESD. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The ESD, the ESD, the ESD. Now this ain't nothing but the ESD. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The ESD, the ESD, the ESD. Now this ain't nothing but the ESD. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The ESD, the ESD, the ESD. Now this ain't nothing but the ESD. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The ESD, the ESD, the ESD. Now this ain't nothing but the ESD. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The ESD, the ESD, the ESD. Now this ain't nothing but the ESD. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The ESD, the ESD, the ESD. Now this ain't nothing but the ESD. Follow me into the sun and let